As Christians, it is time to take our rightful position as salt and light in this perverse world in order to transform the spiritual, social, economic, and political fabric of the nations. The destiny of our nations rests in our hands. As God's representatives on earth, we must be willing to declare the position of God in our societies, institutions, families, and wherever we find ourselves. Welcome to Weekly Inspiration with Apostle Eric Nyamiche, Chairman of the Church of Pentecost. This broadcast is powered by the Church of Pentecost headquarters. Weekly Inspiration, be inspired to transform.
Now, this week's message. Bitterness is a disease that grows in the human heart. Like a virus, it causes severe harm to the individual and those around them. In this week's message, Apostle Eric Nyamiche speaks on the topic, bitterness, what it is, and how we can guard the heart against it.
Praise the Lord to everyone. I would like to come your way discussing the topic, bitterness. Bitterness are seeds of resentment found lodging in the heart of men. So we are going to talk about heart matters, issues that affect the heart, bitterness. I want to read from Hebrews chapter 12, 14 and 15. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Now, no bitter root grows up. He's not telling us where the bitter root is going to grow, but the bitter root grows in our heart, causes trouble and defile many. It will cause trouble to the one who is bitter, and then it will defile many. So bitterness does not just destroy a person. It destroys other people as well. It's like HIV/AIDS. You see, when you contract HIV/AIDS, it's a problem to yourself. It destroys you. You become a carrier, and you can destroy other people as well. For me, bitterness is spiritual immune deficiency syndrome. What that means is that you are quiet. No one is born bitter. But it's as a result of what is happening on the outside of you. Your reaction to people's attitude and all that can make you bitter. Then when you are bitter, it destroys your spiritual immune system. You may never know what a bitter person can do. Bitterness causes people to kill. Bitterness will turn people into fornicators. Bitterness will turn people to armed robbery and all that. So bitterness will actually make you susceptible to all kinds of evil. And then it doesn't destroy you alone. The Bible says it becomes a problem to many people. That is why the Bible says, the blessed are the pure in the heart. Because Matthew chapter 12, verse 35 says that a good man, out of the good stored up in him, will bring out good fruit. And a bad man, out of the evil stored up in him, will bring out evil fruit. Now, you wouldn't consciously store up evil in you. But somehow, as we travel on the road of life, we are storing evil or good. That is why the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart. When you are pure in heart, it simply means that you have not stored up evil in you. You will know a good man by what is on the inside of him. And that is difficult to know. So a good person is dependent on the state of the man's heart. And an evil person is also dependent on the state of a man's heart. Proverbs 4:23 says that above all else, guard your heart. You have to guard it because evil can enter your heart and you become an evil person. Good can enter your heart and you become a good person. So guard it. Don't just leave your heart ajar because anything else can enter. Make sure that what goes into your heart, you choose it deliberately. Don't allow any evil to get into your heart. He's saying that don't allow any evil thing to get into your heart because he says that it is out of your heart flows all issues of life. Everything that you do flows out of your heart. Why is it necessary that you guard your heart? Because of the malady that affects the heart, the malady of bitterness. It is a heart disease that I want us to discuss. When you contract bitterness, it will destroy you and it will destroy many other people. That is why the Bible is saying that guard your heart. Now, we'll continue next week on this same topic, bitterness. I want you to make a date with me and then make some space for us, because bitterness is real. Bitterness is real. You can contract it. So be careful of your heart. Now, I want to give you the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as Lord. He is the Savior of the world. Scripture says that anyone that has Jesus has life. If you do not have him, you do not have life. If you want to give your life to Jesus and become his child, I want you then pray this prayer after me. Lord God, today I repent of my sins. I accept Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. I will live with him for the rest of my life. So help me, God. If you have prayed this prayer, then I want to assure you that you are born again. God be with you.
Thanks for watching this episode of Weekly Inspiration with Apostle Eric Nyamiche. In this week's message, we learned that out of the heart comes all the issues of life, and for this reason, we must make conscious efforts to guard it from bitterness and other forms of evil. We trust that you have been inspired by this week's message. For prayer, counseling, or inquiries, kindly reach us on 05433-08187 or email us at info.weeklyinspiration@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Till we come your way again, have a blessed week.